Hello, and welcome to Love's Curriculum. I am your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and your guide on this journey to awaken to the love that connects all. As a bridge for the High Council, which includes Jesus, the Archangels, and other light teachers, I look forward to joining with you to uncover your soul's divine purpose and ignite love in the world. It is time to join in the awakening. Hello, this is your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. Welcome to the show. I'm excited to be here with you. We are in full swing in our summers, although I think some of you may be having, if you have kids, they're starting back to school not too far off. Although here in Canada, we don't start until, the beginning of September. But I definitely feel that summer is in full swing here. Just got back from my holidays, and it's wonderful to be back here and to be connecting with you. So welcome. And if you are tuning in for the first time, this show comes out of my book, Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. It is on Amazon, where it is an international bestseller. And Love's Curriculum, the book started it all. But through hearing of my assignment to scribe the book, and then from there, bringing the book to you and to the world, and then creating a whole movement around this, the movement that is Love's Curriculum. It is about embracing our oneness, bringing love to the world, waking up to your own soul's purpose and why you are here at this time, this big time in our human journey, this awakening to a higher level of consciousness, and how we are going to live in this planet, on this planet of ours. Now, this was not always what I knew was my calling to do, and I have not always been able to tune in to angels and guides and connect to spirit in this way, because originally I was a lawyer back in Phoenix. So I started my career as a lawyer in 1996 and was working in Phoenix, and it was on my very first day as a lawyer I had a wake-up call from my soul, in a sense that I remember opening the door into the women's washroom on my very first day of work. We had just gone through orientation, and just that simple everyday action, just stepping through that doorway and leaving the orientation for a moment, entering a moment of quiet, I heard within me a small voice that said, "Remember, you wanted to do something else." And physically it hit me in my solar plexus and my gut, like, whoa, wait a minute. It really was a waking up to remembering there was some other path ahead for me. And so I began to listen to that small voice and began to take classes on intuition and connecting with angels and healing and psychology. And eventually I left law after 3 years of working, and have been on this growth journey for many years now. And then in 2013, I had another waking up to this assignment and to be in communication with the High Council, who includes Jesus and the Archangels and other light teachers who are here to help us to wake up and remember. And it is my honor and blessing, and I feel so grateful to be living this purpose now and to be helping others, to be helping you remember your soul's purpose and to join together to live from that higher self within us, that soul self and that self that remembers that we are all connected. And so today, that's actually what we're going to be exploring, is the idea of a universal spirituality that could connect us all. And how do we deal with the diversity that we see in the world, all the different religions and opinions? And then I will read from Love's Curriculum, And towards the latter half of the show, I will tune in here live and bring through the High Council for you so they will guide us in an experience. So I invite you to sit back, to set some time here for this space of connecting, of exploring, and receiving the High Council's guidance. Before we dive into this topic, I'm going to, as I always like to do, set a prayer of surrender and set our intention here. And so I now surrender this show to Spirit, to God, to Creator, to the Holy Spirit, that your words come through me to everyone listening, and that this time together be in each one of your highest good, each of you listening, and the highest good of all. And so it is. So the intent of the book Love's Curriculum and all the messages from the High Council and this movement that is Love's Curriculum has always been about remembering this universal divine love, this universal spiritual nature that connects us all, and that it connects us beyond our diversity. And also about remembering that there is a voice for love, a universal voice for love. And then we seem in this world of duality, this illusion of duality, to also experience that voice of the ego that would say we are separate, that we need to compete, that my way needs to be the right way. So all of those arguments that seem to happen when we face diversity, when we all don't practice the same customs. So when we're focused on the voice for love, there is a way that we can be together, even though we have different differences. But when the ego gets a hold of the differences, life is hard, and that's a lot of what we see in the world. There's a lot of fear, judgment. One way is the right way, people voicing that. How do we accept differences? And in many ways, we've come a long way there in terms of accepting different sexual orientation and that we are all one, as even though our skin may be a different color. And yet, as we also see in the world, there's still a lot of the opposite beliefs going on, and hatred and violence. And so we are still on a journey. And again, the High Council is here to help us wake up. How are we to really move into a higher consciousness where we can truly embrace our oneness and live in peace together? So I want to start with a fun story that happened to me. I was at my 30th high school reunion this last weekend, and it involved me traveling from my home in Canada to my hometown in Northern California, a very small little town about 3 hours northeast of San Francisco. So I flew in, and I had not been back to that specific part of California for over 20 years. And it was so amazing to reconnect with people. And then after a few days, it was my flight home. And I arrived at the Sacramento airport and ready to get on my flight. And it was delayed, and I was connecting through San Francisco, which is a very short flight from Sacramento. And the woman helping me at the counter, because I realized I was not going to make my connection in San Francisco, she said, well, we're just going to put you in a taxi and we'll drive you to San Francisco, because then you're going to get there in time for your flight. Now, I've never heard of this, but apparently they do this a lot. And she said, and you're going to ride with that fellow over there. So somebody I'd never met. And I looked over and our eyes connected, and I could see that it would be an okay situation. There was something just in our eyes connecting that this would be comfortable and just fine. And so I ended up riding for 2 hours in a taxi with a young man who had just immigrated to Canada not long ago and was on his way home from a wedding. And he was originally from India, so different culture. and we had a beautiful taxi ride. I found out that he was from the Sikh religion originally, and our driver was as well, which was helpful because he could speak in their home language together, which helped. And I guess a long story short, we just ended up actually talking about spirituality, and he shared his views that even though his culture was important, that he's really of the mind that there are many ways to God, and that we need to honor each other and find a way to connect, and that it's not so important to make distance when we have different customs, or to that it's important that even though we may have customs, that more important is that we all recognize that oneness between us. And of course I shared, well, I have a book, Love's Curriculum, and that's what that's all about as well. And it was just so beautiful in being open that we began this discussion. And it took being open past seeing any differences between us and seeing the similarities. And I just really am so thankful for that time together. And for sharing that we both had the same view, that even though there can be such benefit in our customs and our traditions, that to be able to live within those, but seeing that our way is not the only way, and that we can respect that others have other ways. And it really, it's more about being, as he put it, being a good human, right? We're all human, and how are we going to live God's love as human beings, whichever name you have for God? And it was interesting because it was in complete contrast to a church sign I had read on the drive to the airport. And it said over the church door, one of the churches, and I don't remember which type of church it was, but we were driving by and it said, "Jesus is the only way." And that was over the door. And it just struck me, whoa, wait a minute. How we can take... Well, let me back up. So I've been exploring the concept that in the Bible and some places in Love's Curriculum, or many of you may have heard, where we say Jesus said, "I am the way. I am the way." And it hit me that he's not saying, "I am the only way." I am the way. The way. The way to God. There are the ways to God. There is that place where we're listening to the voice of love. And he is the way. So if there is one way, but perhaps many paths of the way. So Jesus is the way. Buddha is the way. The different Hindu religions can be the way. That part that is all talking about love and being a good human being. And so that there isn't none of those religious leaders, I don't believe, have ever said, "I am the only way." And yet our humanity and our egos have taken it and twisted it that way. So maybe just reflect a little. How often have you heard others saying that, or maybe felt that way, that somehow when we find a way, that it is the way, it does work to bring us to God. But that doesn't mean it's the only way. There are many ways, many paths. So I'm going to read a little segment from Love's Curriculum on that point. "So know that the diversity in teachings of the way to the truth that appear in form are just different ways people receive the signal from God. All are tuned in a bit differently. Some of the differences are ego-based, like those that cause arguments and the need to be right and fear. And then there is the truth that the voice of God is speaking to all and in many different languages to reach everyone who is unique and different. The same speaker or signal, but broadcast through different radio stations, so to speak. And that is okay. It is like all have their favorite radio station to listen to. But at the core, the message is the same. It is all music. And those stations that still seem to play the music of the ego and are not tuned in to the signal of truth, they too are part of the story and journey, and eventually the signal of truth will transform them as well. And that's from Love's Curriculum, chapter 29, which is in the voice of Jesus, identifying with your soul. So that makes me think of another way we can say it. So we could say that it's all music, all the different. So if Jesus said, I am the way, and Buddha could say, I am the way. Again, we're not saying they are the only way, but they are the way. Or we could say country is music, rock is music, symphony is music. And we all like to listen to different music. And that also brings up the point of how do we operate then in this world of diversity? What do we do when we don't agree with others' ways? And again, I think it's important to remember that most of that disagreement and where we are upset with each other or arguing is because of the ego parts of our faiths and religions that have taken over. And that underneath, if we go deeper, there's this universal love that can connect us all. So I'm going to read again from Love's Curriculum a little bit about what to do in the face of, or in the face of, there are beliefs and people acting in ego and fear, and it's not loved. And so what do we do when we face that as well? Because if we just get triggered and judging them, then we are again back into the ego. And yet, what do we do in the face of those who may be harming others in the name of their religion? Or, yes, speaking of hate and separation. And here's what the High Council has to say. As you bring your love and light to the world, you will meet those at a stage on the path of awakening who reveal themselves as threatened by the love of God of which we speak. They may criticize and want to destroy the love because they are fearful and believe that the idea of oneness contradicts their own belief in God's love. Their ideas lead to separation. They feed the ego. But know that in the face of the ego's criticism, your job is merely to stay in the light and truth of your own path and to bring love to the situation. We need you also to remember that they too are working for the whole. Those at that stage are on their own path of awakening and at the right and precise point where they should be. They are a part of the whole lion that is waking up, and equally important to the whole. So we ask that you focus on your own leg of the lion, of waking it up, of spreading it out to the rest of the lion, and then knowing that as you do, it spreads out from the leg to the whole body eventually. The whole body is currently represented by the masses in fear and judgment. As you see the Christ in them and see them as your Savior, which happens as you learn to love, really love in God's name, then the whole awakens together as it must be, as is the only way. So your practice, your job in the world of form is to focus on learning to love, to express God's love, which includes seeing love in all people and all things, including especially those who seem to be the most in fear and shame and hate and judgment. In truth, they merely represent the parts of mind, the mind to which we are all a part, that still believe the ego's story of separation. It is critical that you heal and love those parts of mind as well. We will teach you how. Again, all of this transpires as we are heard more loudly by you, the lightworkers. You will hear us and work with us closely, more and more closely. All lightworkers will eventually turn to their divine helpers and guides as part of the Great Awakening. Again, that's from Love's Curriculum, Chapter 11, that time. And so just letting those words land. What comes to mind for me is this journey of how do we operate in this world of diversity and in the face of fear and judgment, and the natural tendency of the ego to want to say that our way is the only way. How do we actually see that oneness underneath and begin to move into that and to heal the parts that are in fear and judgment? So I like the guidance there in that passage to, again, remember that even those we see acting in fear and judgment are part of the mind that needs healing. So we can look at it from a view of oneness. We can own those parts within us that are still afraid. And we can bring love and ask for help. I think, again, all of this notion that we're going to, how are we going to live in this illusion of duality? How are we going to create harmony and peace and have oneness direct our ways is going to require higher consciousness. So to keep opening our own consciousness, to ask for our divine guides, to ask for Jesus' help, to ask for Buddha's help, to ask for Kuan Yin's help, but to keep opening our own minds to get past our own human limitations as we endeavor to bring love and understanding and peace. All right, so we're going to take a quick short break, and when we get back, I'm going to actually read from the foreword to Love's Curriculum, where the High Council really addresses this idea of what Love's Curriculum is about and how we may all have different paths, and this idea of joining together in a universal spirituality to bring peace to the world. All right, we'll see you right back in a couple minutes. This is Jenny. I'm so glad that you are here listening to the show. I want to share with you a unique opportunity that is available, a chance to work on a regular basis with the High Council and me. From personal experience, I know it can feel challenging to take the action that is needed to step into your soul's purpose and to share your message, your mission, your gifts when you're trying to do it all on your own. The fears and doubts, the limiting beliefs and confusion can hold you back. Feeling alone or doubting your intuitive guidance can keep you stuck. So here's the opportunity. If you are enjoying the guided experiences here on the Love's Curriculum radio show with the High Council, you may be excited to hear about this. Inspired by the High Council and their direction that they wish to continue to work with us beyond the book Love's Curriculum, I put together the Monthly Circle. It's an online monthly membership program that includes a 75-minute online session each month in which I bring through the High Council to work with the group. It also includes some bonus meditations, a private Facebook group where we stay in touch, and extra weekly guided experiences with the High Council. Sound interesting? We would love to have you join us. You may check it out and join us at bit.ly/Love's Curriculum Monthly Circle Info. Again, that's bit.ly/Love's Curriculum Monthly Circle Info. Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, I am Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. We remember that divine love that connects us all past any specific customs, religions, place we live, any of our differences, that connects us as human beings, that connects us with animals and nature. And that is what we are exploring today, this idea of a universal spirituality. And right now I am going to read from the foreword to Love's Curriculum. And it is in the voice of Jesus on behalf of the High Council. And it really highlights how the Love's Curriculum itself, as its messages and a book and its teachings, is all about a universal spirituality, and yet how we will have our own language, our own way there. It's not about everybody adopting the same language. We get to have our own differences within that universal spirituality. And so here we go. Again, this is in the voice of Jesus on behalf of the High Council, and this is the foreword to Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. We are at peace, and soon all will enter into a greater peace. But for now, you must learn. You must learn how to love, how to remove the barriers to love. Love's Curriculum can help. This is only one path. There are many. We have said that many times and in many ways, and it has come from many forms and speaks in many tongues and wears many different colored clothes. Just as you appear to come in many different colors and forms. Here, we speak of love in the name of God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. We are here to teach in this form. There are many forms. Not all will be called to our language and terms and definitions. But for now, we must use them. And it is okay. The curriculum comes in many forms until one day, all will meld into love. Just because one chooses one form and another chooses another form does not take away the ever power of love. So, to you who are reading Love's Curriculum, remember that Jesus is a term, a symbol, and a name for divine love in the form that I represent, the form of the Christ consciousness, which, as I discussed in A Course in Miracles, is the divine expression available to all. Jesus is one name and symbol for divine love in form. There are many, many masters, many bringers of divine love, many who speak the same message of love, although in many different languages. In the end, they are all the same. Some may fear this statement, while others will wipe away the clouded mist of fear to see love shining and radiating behind all forms of divine love, all messengers of hope and wonder and oneness and love. They are guided by true righteousness that speaks of the soul of God in each one of us, in all living things, united in a whole, with love being the source behind it all. They are seeing the truth that we are all vibrating in the ocean of love. This book has resonated with this scribe and her study of A Course in Miracles, and my desire to teach to those who wish to listen in this form and language. We wish to help those who are ours to help. It is one path. It is our path to teach. And Jenny has listened to the call of her heart to teach in this form, and with this language as well. but we teach always with the knowledge and wisdom of universal truth. So please do not judge us for our form, just as we shall not judge others for theirs. We are one and headed all in one beautiful direction toward complete and utter expansion and explosion into love. For whom this is their path and joy, for whom it is not, go forever in peace fully into the heart of your path until one day we join in the heart and center of the everlasting universal home of God, beyond all symbols and names and languages. All right, so I'm going to end there. That's about just part of the foreword, the part that really addresses this idea of the different paths, and yet that universal love and universal truth and home in God that we all share, no matter what beliefs, religions, customs. All right, so we're going to take another short little intermission break here, and then when we get back, I am going to tune in to the High Council here live and let them come through to you in a guided experience and with their messages and wisdom. All right, we'll see you back shortly. Hey there, Jenny here. I want to let you know that I've put together an amazing, unique one-day workshop called The Day to Connect with Love. And I'm excited to hit the road with this inspirational, heart-opening event. It's a day filled with guidance from the High Council and other experiences to connect you to love and your purpose. Maybe you'd like us to come to your area. If you are interested in hosting A Day to Connect with Love or other event in your area, contact me at support@lovescurriculum.com and we can explore. Together, let's ignite love in the world. Hello and welcome back. This is Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. And today we have been looking at this idea of a universal spirituality, a universal connection that embraces all of our differences in the different ways and paths to God. And right now, I am going to tune in and bring through the High Council here live for you. And so I invite you now, if you're able, you may even wish to close your eyes, sit back, take a big deep breath. If you're not able to close your eyes, just listen with them open. But if you are, this could become quite a meditative experience here as we let the High Council work with us and an opening for your heart and your soul. So I ask that the High Council draw near. I ask that you come through me now to this group. I ask that my angels and guides help me be a clear conduit for this time together, for your messages. And I ask that it be in the highest good of each one listening, in the highest good of all. And so it is. Dear ones, it is with honor that we come to you And we feel that we reach to you through this ocean of love, so that as we come through Jenny, we are sending out a vibration and waves of a beautiful, fluid, loving energy out from her heart to yours. And so beyond any seeming distance of time and space, just allow now to know that we are directly connected here in this moment in your heart. There is no time or space separating us from you. And if it helps, you may place your hand on your heart and just begin to breathe in and out of your heart center. Breathe in this vibration of love. Breathe out the vibration of love. Notice that as you breathe in and out, the love never leaves. Truly, it is flowing constantly, just as a wave is constantly in the ocean, an energy that moves in and through the water, creating the appearance of the water moving forward and receding, the wave breaking. And yet that energy, it's just there in a constant flow. So trust and know that we being your divine helpers, we being a representation of love and God and your connection to the divine, that you are truly always connected to the divine. Just breathing in, feel it like a wave washing over you, or a fluid energy. So again, just breathing in and out of your heart, trusting whatever your experience. Here you may ask for our help in opening even more fully to this experience of the ocean of love. And now as you breathe, see if you can just let form fall away. That the words you hear coming through your computer, your phone, your ear headset, your earbuds. Just know that these words are within you. Hear them resonate in your body. Truly, nothing separates you from us, you from Jenny. Again, all you need to do is just focus on your breathing and listen to our words. Hand on your heart. And now, as you breathe, notice this body of yours. Sitting in your chair. Wherever you find yourself. Just begin to let any separation, any boundaries fall away. This ocean of love is in you. It's in the chair. It's in the room. This is the ocean of love to which we speak that unites all, that all reside within this ocean of love. And this love is good. This love is caring, compassionate. This space of connection can conquer anything with its love, can melt any disease, any differences, any dispute. Just let yourself bathe in this ocean of love to which we speak many times in Love's curriculum. And so we wish now that our words and our connection bring this experience directly to you. Again, placing your hand on your heart can help as you breathe in and out of your heart. And so to trust and know that this ocean of love is consistent and constant. Only your attention leaves from it. Your attention is easily distracted by the illusion of the third dimension and the duality. And yet that is the form in which you seem to find yourself now, so we are not asking that you leave behind functioning in your world, but only that you remember this experience of the ocean of love, the divine love, as you operate in the world of seeming form. We say seeming form because the whole concept of space and time and form is truly an illusion on top of the truth of this ocean of love. And even your experience of it in form is yet a mere illusion of the full truth of your experience as yourself as God. So what you are able to experience while your consciousness still resides in this form is still only a glimpse, an experience in form of what exists out of form. So just take a big deep breath into those words. It helps if you can breathe in as we speak higher words and higher consciousness. Just breathe and let them open inside of you. No need to figure it out in a contracted way in your mind. Instead, as we speak these opening, expanding words, take a breath and just trust and let them land within you, opening your heart and your mind. And this too will be the way in which you solve the problems of the world of form, the disputes and disagreements and differences. The more you can be in this ocean of love, and then your actions and your words are loving and peaceful. Again, as we said, love can conquer all. So as you are connected to this knowing of this oneness and this space of love, then your beingness knows you are powerful in any situation. Not powerful in powering over, but powerful, empowered, that you are love and that love can conquer all, and that the other is love. So we ask that you call on love in each situation. Call on the angels and guides who are more closely in, are their awarenesses more closely and more fully at remembering the truth of love, and so that they may help direct your actions and your words and your decisions. And know that as you call on us, your guides, you are calling truly on that higher part within your own mind, that we represent that in each one of you, and that each one of you is us and we are you. And so call on that voice for love. And breathe. This is you surrender and call on love. There may be fear or resistance within your own body. So breathe in love to help ease any of that, to bring you peace in any situation. So as you feel yourself tighten in fear or confusion or trying to figure things out, take a breath and call in love. And we just wish for you all to know that we love each one of you equally in the same. That we, as love, as angels, as God, representing God, that this God that is in you, the love that is in you, God's love, that we love each one of you equally the same, regardless of your path, regardless of any customs or traditions or practices, or just again knowing that this is the way, this feeling of love, and that there are many different paths that are the way or to the way. That we love you. That this love is unconditional. And so just placing your hand on your heart, receiving that gift of knowing that you are loved no matter what. And call on us to help manifest this love in your life. Help call on this love and this knowing that you are loved so that you can make good decisions, that you can create peace in your life, that you can serve love in your life, that you can step through fear into what you are called to do or say. But know we love you no matter what. We love you in your struggles and in your times of joy. But call on this knowing that you are loved no matter what to help you create positive experiences in your life, to be a bringer of light in your life. And again, we just ask now that with your hands on your heart, just and eyes closed, raise within, with your eyes closed, look up within, look up, and you may experience light as you look up with eyes closed, and putting your shoulders back and opening your heart to the love that rains down upon you. Peace, the comfort, this love that can help you navigate the struggles of being human. So remember to receive this love in large and small doses. Remember to spend time in this connection with us so that it can serve you in your daily life, and that you can bring it to others. Taking a big, deep breath into your heart center and exhaling from your heart center. Just letting, as you've looked up and received this love shining down on you, now just allow it to expand within your body. Filling your body with light. You may wish to let it go down into the earth, but it's continuing to flow through you as it spreads out and is anchored into the earth. And now allow this wave of light and love to radiate out from you. Send it to those who you know need some, a prayer for them. And just direct it with your thought, with your intention. No need to get the words correct, the prayer just right. But allow anyone come to mind who needs it, who you'd like to send this to. His love and divine comfort. And this higher knowing, so that as they receive this love, as you send it to them, that they may have an opening and understanding, that things may free up in their life, sorry, the situation, that love may begin to come through any fear, that love will create action and connection. And now letting this love come out of you, rippling out into the world, to any locations, to the plants, and the cities, allowing it to spread out. A big wave, as we speak of in Love's curriculum, a tsunami of love. Just let yourself be a conduit, knowing that as you received the full love of you, that you are fully loved, that then you become a conduit of that love, able to send it out to others at the same time that you're receiving it. A tidal wave of love, a continuous flow of love. Again, it's like the energy that's in the ocean that creates the waves. You are, and the ocean of love, always. And just take one more deep breath into that knowing. You are in the ocean of love, always. And so it is. We thank you, and we thank you for being here. And we love you. So it is. All right. Well, see if you, as you listen now to me, Jenny, just keep feeling that love that you may have opened up in your heart. Just notice what you feel or what your thoughts are right now. Allowing that love to continue to be with you as you go forward into your day here now, into your evening, into your morning, depending on where you are connecting with us from. So may you all be messengers of this universal love that accepts and allows and makes room for different ways of coming to the truth, and yet all is about that truth, and that also brings love in the face of those that are practicing from fear and ego, remembering we need to heal those parts of our mind as well. And if you're looking for further support on how you do that and wanting to continue to join with me and others in being love in the world and bringing this love and hope for the world, remember there is the Love's Curriculum Monthly Circle. So go on to the website, lovescurriculum.com. And I'd love to have you join us in there as well. We've got the Lightworkers and Love Advocates group on Facebook, if you're on Facebook. Another great way to stay in touch. And yeah, I have also have very direct help for those looking to really step into their soul's purpose and get through any blocks there. Again, go to the website. There's lots of information there. There are some free downloads of the Heart of Jesus meditation. It's a way we can stay together in between the radio show times together. All right. Well, again, I thank you for being here. It's been my pleasure and honor to explore with you and to join in love, to remember love and our soul's divine purpose. All right. Take care. Tune in bi-weekly to Love's Curriculum for more inspiration and guidance from the High Council. And in the meantime, visit online retailers to purchase Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. If you are wanting additional support and to join with fellow lightworkers and love advocates, then connect with me, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, on Facebook by requesting to join my private group, Lightworkers and Love Advocates. There, I offer a loving, inspiring, supportive environment to help you step into your light and shine. And if you are ready to make this your year to truly discover and live your soul's divine purpose, visit lovescurriculum.com to learn about the Path of Love, Live Your Divine Purpose, a 90-day mentoring program in which I help you gain the clarity, connection, and courage to shine. I look forward to connecting with you.